Peter Drucker transformed management without ever running a major corporation. This unassuming Austrian immigrant revolutionized how organizations function across every sector of society. When Warren Buffett needed management advice, he turned to Drucker. When Jack Welch transformed GE, he applied Drucker's principles. Even Rick Warren built Saddleback Church using Drucker's mentorship. What made this soft-spoken professor so influential? He possessed an uncanny ability to identify emerging trends decades before others and translate complex challenges into practical wisdom. His insights weren't just theoretical, they worked. Through Joseph Macchiariello's A Year with Peter Drucker, we gain access to 52 weeks of transformative lessons that remain startlingly relevant in today's rapidly changing world. Having witnessed 1930s Europe, Drucker was skeptical of charismatic leadership. He observed that the century's most charismatic leaders, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, caused immense suffering, while effective leaders like Marshall and Eisenhower were highly disciplined, highly competent, and deadly dull. Leadership requires two essentials: results and complete trust. Observing Marshall during World War II, Drucker noted his absolute trustworthiness. If Marshall said it, it was so. This alignment between words and actions defines leadership. Leadership is about responsibility, not rank. It means raising vision, standards, and human potential beyond normal limits. True leaders focus on contribution over status and deliver on commitments. Effective leaders develop other leaders, not followers. They seek talented subordinates, reflecting Andrew Carnegie's desired epitaph. Here lies a man who knew how to put into his service more able men than he was himself. This creates organizations that outlast any individual leader. Drucker emphasized building organizations where ordinary people achieve extraordinary results. This requires operating in the moral realm and preventing bureaucratic decay. As he told Rick Warren, leaders must be disturbing elements who maintain vitality by upholding values and standards. Management exists to satisfy human needs in society. At his 80th birthday, presented with artwork showing interwoven hands representing human transactions, Drucker simply stated, "This is my life," capturing his core belief about management's purpose. Three questions guide effective organizations. What is our business? Who is our customer? And what does the customer consider value? The first must be viewed from the outside. When ServiceMaster's board sought this answer, Drucker told them, "Your business is the training and development of people packaged differently to meet customer needs." The second question about customer identity is complex, as most businesses serve multiple customers simultaneously. For instance, branded consumer goods must satisfy both the consumer and retailer. The third question recognizes that customers buy want satisfaction, not products. Customer value is so nuanced, it can only be determined through direct customer inquiry. Drucker viewed effective management as tyranny's antidote, believing that organizations meeting citizens' needs protect against dictatorships. His cross-sector work proved management principles apply wherever humans unite for common purposes. Education and management drive sustainable growth more effectively than capital investment. In Manila's Tondo district, E-Veritas demonstrated this by training former scavengers to become knowledge workers managing food distribution networks, creating development that persists despite corruption. South Korea exemplifies this principle powerfully. Following the Korean War, President Eisenhower's initiative to educate 200,000 Korean students annually in the U.S. helped transform the devastated nation into a developed country within 25 years, proving that knowledge transfer catalyzes economic transformation. During the Asian financial crisis, Yuhan Kimberley chose education over layoffs, implementing a four-crew, two-shift system with paid training. By subsidizing computer skills, languages, and job training, they transformed manual workers into knowledge workers who drove innovation. This lifelong learning paradigm delivered strong financial results within 2 years. Modern organizations now center on information rather than hierarchy. Executives must be tech-savvy and coordinate across flat structures. Success requires answering 2 key questions. What information does my organization need, and what information do I need? An effective information system prevents surprises. Drucker's practical wisdom addresses a core challenge, distinguishing between the merely urgent and the truly important. In his later years, he exemplified this by declining numerous opportunities to focus on what mattered most, developing human potential through mentoring and writing. With his wife Doris, he maintained a focused calendar, eliminating committee work and travel to pursue his true calling. Effective leaders start by asking, "What needs to be done?" rather than, "What do I want to do?" Concentration, Drucker emphasizes, is the key to effectiveness, especially for executives facing constant demands. While multitasking is sometimes necessary, leaders must prioritize important matters over urgent ones. Economic success demands focusing efforts on the minimal number of products, services, and markets that yield maximum revenue. Scarce resources, especially managerial talent, must be directed toward major opportunities. Rick Warren reinforces this principle. Concentrate on the smallest number of activities that will focus on the greatest productivity. Like focused light through a magnifying glass, a concentrated effort yields greater impact. Effective concentration requires systematic abandonment of unproductive elements. Drucker likens maintaining failed initiatives to preserving a corpse, both waste resources. Key talent must be redirected toward future opportunities. The essential question is, if we did not do this already, would we go into it now? A no demands immediate action. 3 scenarios require abandonment: limited lifespan products consuming talent, purposeless depreciated assets, and declining products blocking growth opportunities. Nothing so powerfully concentrates a man's mind on innovation as the knowledge that the present product or service will be abandoned within the foreseeable future. Major changes come from external sources, requiring executives to gather organized information about markets, customers, technology, finance, and economic shifts. While organizations contain only cost centers, the only profit center is a customer whose check has not bounced. Significant changes typically begin with non-customers, making external awareness crucial. This information-driven approach transforms intuition-based decisions into data-driven ones. Organizations must analyze data systematically to anticipate changes before crises. The sabermetrics revolution exemplifies this. Using analytics to identify market inefficiencies in talent evaluation, now a common practice across industries. What do you want to be remembered for? This question, posed to Drucker by his religion teacher at age 13, became his lifelong tool for self-renewal. Economist Joseph Schumpeter exemplifies legacy's evolution. At 25, he wanted to be Europe's greatest horseman, lover, and economist. By 60, his focus narrowed to warning about inflation's dangers, which became his actual legacy. From Schumpeter, Drucker learned that impact comes through touching people's lives. This insight led him to leave investment banking, saying, "I saw no point in being the richest man in the cemetery." Drucker lived this principle by mentoring others, notably Rick Warren, whom he guided for 20 years in developing the purpose-driven church management approach that transformed thousands of congregations. Your legacy isn't about wealth or recognition. It's about the meaningful difference you make in others' lives. Begin with Drucker's legacy question and let your answer evolve as you grow.